Carson?
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
Good.
How's your health? How you feeling?
Great. Great. Had a little bit of ankle injury early on, but they got me all healed up and ready to roll for the opener.
How frustrating has the last few years been for you, Carson?
Extremely. I think any team that expects to be a playoff team and doesn't make it there is obviously frustrated. And the great thing about this time of year is you can forget about all that. The past is the past. We have a really good young team that's got some experience and got a lot of maturity and is excited about the year.
Besides you coming back to health, what can you tell us why people should believe the Bengals will be better than what they have been lately?
I think they got to wait and see. You know, there's a pretty negative stigma about our team throughout the league, and we definitely want to change everybody's perspective of the Cincinnati Bengals, and this is definitely a team that can do that. It's a team that's had some really good draft picks in the past, signed some really good free agent guys that are good players, but great leaders and guys that show guys, the young guys, you know, how to be a pro and how to take care of business. And we got to go out and prove it. We got to go out and win a lot of football games in order to change people's perspective on our team.
Carson, you have some time in the preseason. How difficult does that make it to, you know, right away in the opener? Will you be rusty at all? Is preseason overrated as far as that goes because you're a veteran? Just to, you know, how much does that factor in that, you know, missing some time in the preseason for anybody?
Well, I'd definitely love to have played. And I'm going to be a little rusty at first, but I've been, you know, all my life and I've been in this league playing and starting and played in a bunch of games in 6 years. So it won't take long for the rust to shake off. But I think, you know, I know No'Shawn missed some time, and it's definitely tougher for a rookie that only played in one game to come in and, you know, just to be hitting on all cylinders right away. It's going to take a little time for younger guys to get the rust off. But it's definitely going to take me, you know, a couple plays and take a couple hits and move on.
Why do you think it is tougher for rookies?
Just experience. You know, this league, I think so much is based off experience. Going out there, being successful, going back, watching the film and seeing you do the right thing, seeing you do the wrong things, looking at your mistakes and you know, fixing them and moving on and improving on them. So just being a rookie and having to come in early, you know, you don't have all those experiences, all those times in the field where you got to go out and play it and go back and look at yourself doing it wrong or doing it right and making adjustments.
Carson, the Broncos have a star receiver who's wanted to be traded, unhappy with his contract, and Brandon Marshall, and you've kind of gone through that the last few years with Chad. Is it a distraction, and what kind of advice would you give a Bronco player about dealing with that kind of thing?
I think it definitely can be a distraction. You know, you want 53 guys that want to be part of that 53-man roster, and when you have one guy that's pulling in a little bit of a different direction, it can be a distraction. But really, the quarterback and the other leaders of the team just need to bring everybody together and play with the guys they got, play with the guys that want to be there, and kind of move on. You know, it definitely is tough, and it's tough. I'm sure on Brandon it was tough on Chad being in the situations they're in, but the other guys in the team, the leaders in the team, need to bring everybody together and just keep playing.
We see from this Broncos defense, what you've seen from them in the preseason film.
Well, there's a lot of experience back there, and they're coached by a great coordinator and a great coach, and Coach Nolan. So you combine those two things, and you got a really good unit. You put on one of the best cover corners in the league for the past 6, 7, 8 years. You know, it makes them even more potent. And then with you know, Elvis coming off the edge and some of the rushers they have, it's a really good unit, very stout up front, and a number of years with Brian Dawkins, I think, going into his 14th, 15th year, and the leadership he brings to the table and Champ, and just a really good, solid group and coached by one of the best.
Carson, how important is it for you guys to get something from Benson in your offense?
Huge. You know, we expect a lot of Cedric, put a lot on his plate. And, we expect a lot of the guys in front of him to let him go out and do his thing and move the chains and get in the end zone. So Sed's got a lot of pressure on him, but he loves it. You know, he loves this game. He loves being a power back and loves the contact, loves getting on the corner and stiff-arming people, and he's a guy we really enjoy playing with and watching play.
You guys led the league in rushing in the preseason. Was that by design, or was that because you weren't playing as much as they expected?
I think it's a combination of a number of things. You know, we had some really big plays and a couple trick plays that ended up getting us a lot of yards, and we were very physical up front and just did a good job giving our backs. We have four really good tailbacks with all very unique skills, and the one thing they all have in common is they're tough to bring down with one guy. They break arm tackles, and that's what we did this preseason.